You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama natin ngayon, artist Aida Azin para sa gaganaping Saluhan Filipino Community Arts Event. It's the first time we're actually having you here on SBS Filipino. For our listeners, can you tell us something about yourself first?
I'm an artist. I guess I just moved over to Melbourne from Adelaide. And I'm a painter.
Tell us about your artworks and what got you into arts as well.
Well, I guess I was wanting to explore a bit more about my background. And I've been painting since about 2011. The same reason any other artist wants to make any art. It just feels nice. Just art. Feels good.
Brings you healing and peace when you're painting?
Yes, it's like expression. I guess for me it was probably the best way to connect with my background. I wasn't really brought up in a Filipino community. For me, it was the best way to kind of, research my heritage a bit. And then when I went to the Philippines, I found that I learnt more about the Philippines through hanging out with other artists. Mum is Ilonga and my dad is Iranian, and so they met in the Philippines and then moved to Iran and then came over to Australia as migrants. And I think a lot of Australian born Filipinos have kind of a somewhat similar experience of their parents either assimilating or just having their culture a little bit out of reach for them. This experience is like a way of me trying to get back in touch with that.
You met Lou when you went to the Philippines?
When I went to the Philippines, I didn't really know what to expect in terms of art, like the art scene there, and I was just blown away by, like, maybe, what would you call it? Is it more underground kind of non-commercial art, something like that? And there are just some really great galleries over there, and felt like they were quite out of touch. It was a little bit hard to stay in touch with the Philippines because of, you know, things like trying to get visas organised and everything. So we really just wanted to make the project something about keeping in touch.
Lou, can you tell me something about yourself as well?
Hi, I'm Lou Javeliana from the Philippines, straight from Quezon City. Yeah, it's my first time here in Australia and it's been great. I'm an artist as well, or for what it's worth. I've been doing it for a while, I guess.
Your side of the story, how did you meet Aida?
We met through mutual friends when she came to the Philippines.
2016?
Probably through in a gallery exhibit opening. And we got to talking and then we shared a lot of common interests. And now we're able to, I guess, organize this event that we're doing in Australia. And in the Philippines, actually.
This is the first time that you two are teaming up for a community arts project.
When Aida was in the Philippines, she had, like, some shows. I was there to help her out also. But, for something like this, for this scale of an event, it would be the first time that we're doing it.
How do you feel that your artworks are being brought here in Australia?
Oh, it's great. It's definitely, I feel really, it's going to sound cliche, but blessed, you know. Not a lot of people get to do this, especially people from the Philippines, especially artists from the Philippines. So for me to be able to bring art from the Philippines, because I'm not the only artist that is showing from the Philippines in this event. I was also able to, I guess, compile a few artworks from friends back home. And, just to be able to show people in Australia what's happening in the Philippines in terms of art is a great privilege.
That's good. Thanks, Lou. A question for Aida. Let's talk about Saluhan, Aida. Before the interview, you mentioned in our chat that there is actually a very interesting story behind Saluhan. Can you tell us about that story?
Oh, well, it just started off as me sort of saying, well, I'd love to return the favour of the way that Lou has always shown hospitality to me. And not just Lou, like a lot of other friends, whenever I go to Manila, you know, they always tour me around. I said I wanted to return the favour. And so we tried for, I think, two separate grants to try to get him over and do this project. And then once those grants were rejected, we sort of just went back to like square one. And I was like, okay, well, let's just get you here on a holiday. Maybe we'll just try and get some artworks over and show them. And the more I started talking about it to friends, the more it escalated and kind of just had this snowball effect of more and more people, especially my Filipino friends, were saying, well, you know, what if we contribute just through, like, doing some music? So I think that's, like, the beauty of it is, like, it just kind of connects with the name so well. It's like we are just really coming together and... you know, it's nice to see things like my mum kind of contributing just through cooking and just having a chat with everyone. And we've got people coming from different sort of cultural scenes as well, like hip-hop, breakdance, punk, queer. Lots of different little subcultures are coming together for this. And, yeah, I sort of feel like there's a lot of opportunity for it to keep growing. Yeah, not just in a visual... You know, it's nice that it's not just isolated to just visual arts or just to us showcasing, like, oh, a very cliche notion of a Philippine fiesta. It's a little bit more kind of authentic, I feel.
That's the Filipino spirit, talking about, you know, your friends helping you. Filipinos love to help and support one another, isn't it?
Saluhan lang kami. I guess that's another angle towards the event. We're in, like, pretty much just try to support each other as much as we can. Yeah, this whole thing was pretty much DIY. You know, how it's pretty much how we do it also back home. Maybe not a lot of support from institutions, but community-wise, it's always strong.
That's right. And tell us more about the event.
So in Adelaide, we had Rella playing. That's Jason Rella, and he's a local DJ. And then in Melbourne, we have Llama Rock, Mellow, Jay Merrow, we have Gabrielle Colley, who's Rudy B. We've got a ton of artists who all have their own sort of style. And the greatest thing about it is that when we tour in Manila, a few of these artists will just happen to be there as well. So they're able to sort of do that exchange. And then through that exchange, they get to network with new artists. And in the scenes, we have this sort of like Facebook group going on so that everyone can sort of exchange. I don't know. We have a few people who are into like lettering, like, you know, the Jeepney font, lettering, publications, mythology, zines, and activism. So, yeah, the crossover is like probably my favorite part of it.
Ida, is this going to be a free event for the Filipino community?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. You want to invite them?
Yeah.
It's coming up very soon.
So, really, no reason to miss it, actually. If you want to get down and party with us happening on Friday.
Yeah, we've got karaoke as well.
Oh.
This Friday coming up, which is a public holiday, it's grand final weekend. It's at 2 p.m. start until 1 a.m. finish at the Night Heron in Footscray, 228 Nicholson Street, near the Tate. And we've got our @Saluhan Instagram as well.
It might be confusing. It's at
S_A_L_, it goes on.
And I just like how you named the event as Saluhan. So who chose the name Saluhan? It's pretty Filipino.
It just came to us in a dream.
It's a very Filipino thing. No, salo, really, salo, no, really, you know? Like,
Yeah. Salo, salo. Yep. I think I just woke up from, and then like, whoa, I think this should be the...
All the best to you, Lou and Ida.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.